Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mystic Records Radio, and here is Agent 86, Free Speech. I think you're going to like this one. And isn't that what America's all about? Okay, our next song up is Reaganomics. You know, I remember when Ronald Reagan won the presidency and they had a big fight about everything like we just had went through. And everyone kept saying, we don't want an actor for a president. Well, they got him anyway. So people have to realize that they may have free speech, but, you know, they need to honor the fact that whatever Americans vote for is what you have. So here we go. Agent 86, the man who wrote the song you just heard. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah.
I actually have misbehaving the
misbehaving? No.
Here, player. Yeah, say hi, Jill.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm misbehaving.
Misbehaving. All right, there you go.
And
all
we
right.
have our lovely 10-year-old daughter London here with us. She performs when she's allowed to. You know,
really?
All the stupid rules and laws and stuff. Yeah. Mostly in California.
Cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Yeah, it is.
And sings and becomes the center of attention. It's actually really fun. It's actually really fun to have on stage with us.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that is. That is really cool.
Yeah. Say hi, Linda. No? You're too shy?
All right. So I'm going to play another song here, Reaganomics.
I'm gonna
here in the studio with Mike Briggs and Miss Behaven.
And my rock star daughter, London.
And mm-hmm. your rock star daughter, London, that's right. So, Miss Behaven, introduce yourself, please, to our audience and let them know what you do in the band.
All righty. Well, I play bass. I've been a member of the band since 2009. And what?
7 years.
7 years. Yeah, that's kind of like a record for band members.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad to meet you.
Sing.
And.
Great song.
Yeah, we've all been writing songs together and been fun.
There you go. And what's your favorite Agent 86 song? Do you have a favorite?
Do. I have two favorites, actually. First one that comes to head is Break Down the Walls. Second one is Just Say No. I remember the first time I heard, before I was in a band, I heard them playing Break Down the Walls, and from the first riff of that song, I was like, what the fuck? I love that.
Well, here you go. I have Break Down the Walls right here just for you.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, there it goes.
Well, it was inspired by the fall of the Communist Party rule in Romania.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Okay, cool. Right on.
Just yanked the leader and his wife out of bed and put him up against the wall and shot him.
Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think anybody should be judge, jury, and executioner all at once. That's just not right, you know. I mean,
no.
Otherwise, it truly is every man for himself. And, you know, I'd be one of the first to go, either because of my mouth or my physical condition, so.
Your mouth. Yeah. Well, you do have some very controversial songs.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I mean, free speech, that was the first song of yours I played. I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
pretty much, you know. And most interesting thing to me about the recent riots and stuff is, and flag burnings, is that most people don't understand that in 1990, the Supreme Court, which was a pretty much a Reagan-appointed Supreme Court, said that burning the flag was protected free speech.
That's terrible.
So, what, two generations later, that idea has completely disappeared, even though it's, you know, and people are throwing up federal law, you know, quoting the federal law where it's a crime to dispose of a flag in a certain way, right?
But I don't like to see people burning the flag. It's just completely disrespectful.
Well, neither do I. It doesn't really accomplish anything except piss the rednecks off and more, right? So if you're trying to get shot at, then...
But why do you have to be a redneck to appreciate the American flag?
Well, it seems like that's what how society has been... I don't know if it's manipulated, if that's the right word or not, but guided in that kind of direction just to split us up further, you know. Time, it was a right-wing idea to, you know, make the liberals out themselves, right? But you know, all you have to do is sneeze wrong and you're going to have a whole bunch of liberals out in the streets, you know, doing stupid shit like burning flags, you know, but it's not really what we have to worry about. We have to worry about, you know, the other side doing even more horrific things and it being protected speech. And, you know, then that negative energy just keeps building upon itself, building upon itself.
I've had enough of negative energy, that's for sure.
Me too, and it's just ridiculous because I've spent my life trying to make sure that even the people disagree with have the right to say what they want to say.
There you go.
But it's also not something to be abused either, which,
right,
you know, if you look at the new president's background as a journalist, you know, or TV host, whatever you want to call him, you know, that's pure manipulation, you know, of an audience to attract them to watch so you can charge advertisers shitloads of money to advertise on your show, and he was great at that.
Hey, I wish I had shitloads of advertisers to put money up on my show.
Exactly. That's why I don't have a show generally.
Well, here's a good one that's on the new compilation album, Police Line, Do Not Cross. This is one of my favorite Agent 86 songs, Capitol Police.
Capital Police, yeah! Capital Police, we just wanna live.
Well, we've definitely had some crazy times with the police and the riots and everything going on these days. And this last year has been the craziest I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I would agree. But, you know, also, you and I should be able to remember well enough, you know, similar shit going on when Ronald Reagan was first elected. You know, I honestly expected.
Oh, yeah, I remember my parents arguing because my dad voted for Reagan and my mom, I think, well, my mom was always a Democrat, so, you know, my dad was Republican.
Yeah.
I don't know how
he
stayed married.
Who was it the first time? I don't even remember. Was it? Yeah, that's right. He won against Jimmy Carter the first time.
I don't know if I remember that.
Because my brain doesn't work as well as it used to. That's obvious. You know, but I mean, Ed Meese, it's a lot of the same crew. It's just the ones that haven't died or got thrown in jail that are now lining themselves up as cabinet members with the new president.
If you remember, Gray Davis in California got booted out of the governor's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, he was the state controller, and then he tried to be governor, and he got his ass booted out. People didn't want him.
And then wasn't it, who replaced him as governor? I think it was my ex boss, Pete Wilson.
Pete Wilson.
Yeah, I worked for Pete Wilson in Washington, D.C. I was one of his congressional legislative people for a while.
You were?
Yeah.
He answered a couple of my letters that I wrote to him.
Well, yeah.
Schwarzenegger never answered me.
Probably somebody like me that actually answered it.
Right. But at least he had people answering letters, you know,
yeah.
Because I've had a bad problem with police corruption up here in my neighborhood for 20-some years, and I've written so many letters to so many in our government, it isn't funny. And Pete Wilson was the first one to actually take notice and try to help do something about it, you know. But,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
That's
and
how it goes, you know. Schwarzenegger, he never gave me the time of day to even say go away. And Jerry Brown, well, yeah, he's never bothered to answer me either, so what do you got, right?
Right.
But I have another good song here called Rockin' in the Free World by Agent 82. Yeah.
Yeah.
song by Agent 86. And we're starting to wind down here to the end of our show. I would like to thank you for coming on, Mike Briggs and Misbehavin'.
Yeah. No problem. It was a pleasure.
As always, Agent.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to tell our list, Agent 86, Misbehavin'?
We're taking this month off, writing some new songs, and back playing shows next month.
There you go. All right. Well, the best of luck to you, and I will be looking forward to hearing some new songs from you. And I've got a couple more compilations coming out. I'm putting out some more of your music. And everybody listening out there can pick them up on iTunes. It's your favorite downloading site. All right.
Yeah.
So you guys keep rocking in the free world. And don't forget to party or go home.
Hey.
Any last requests, Mike, for our audience out there?
Requests for the audience?
Yeah. Come see our shows.
Yeah,
next
well,
month.
Yeah. Come see us play. We play a lot in Las Vegas at the Double Down Saloon. So you can plan your weekend of partying and seeing Agent 86 in Las Vegas.
That's
makes it,
right.
You know, much more fun, right? And if you see anybody pointing a gun at me, please knock them the fuck out. So.
All right. Well, you both take care and goodbye, London. It was nice to meet you. Hope to see you on stage someday soon.
Bye.
All right. Oh, cute. All right. We'll talk
right,
to y'all later.
All right.
All right. Hard to go home. Bye.
Bye.